With SRN News, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and his leading opposition opponent have announced the creation of a wartime cabinet focused on conducting the fight on Hamas after its stunning attack over the weekend. The new cabinet will consist of Netanyahu, Benny Gantz, a senior opposition figure and former defense minister, along with current defense minister Yoav Gallant. It will focus only on issues of the war. Correspondent Joseph Krauss reports Israel's vowed to maintain the military pressure in the Gaza despite the rising death toll.
As the war has escalated, the total death toll now stands at more than 2,200 killed on both sides, and it shows no signs of slowing down. Israel's defense minister has said that it will continue to escalate its offensive against Gaza, against Hamas in Gaza.
Krauss adds, with thousands of troops at the border, Israeli tanks could roll into Gaza soon.
It seems increasingly likely that Israel will eventually launch a ground assault, although that has not been announced yet.
Also at SRNnews.com, Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise, nominated by his fellow Republicans to be the next Speaker of the House to succeed Kevin McCarthy, who was ousted over a week ago. Arkansas Republican Senator Tuberville says he's received a death threat over his hold on military promotions.
Senator Tuberville says he's informed the U.S. Capitol Police about what he says was a death threat from former CIA Director Michael Hayden. It came in Hayden's response to a question on X, formerly known as Twitter, as to whether Tuberville should be removed from the Senate Armed Services Committee. Hayden's response was, quote, "How about the human race?" Tuberville characterized the tweet as promoting a politically motivated assassination. He says Hayden, as a former high-ranking government official, must have known he was committing a serious crime.
That is Bob Agnew reporting from Washington. Meanwhile, nearly 9,000 UAW union members walked off the job at a Ford plant in Kentucky Wednesday night. SRN News. A Christian relief agency at work in Armenia.
Samaritan's Purse has airlifted 30 tons of food, blankets, and solar lights to assist suffering Christian families fleeing their homes in mostly Muslim Azerbaijan to safety in mostly Christian Armenia. More than 100,000 people have been on the move, and the Armenian government is not able to handle the sudden influx. Samaritan's Purse is urging believers in this country to pray for the refugees and that peace will hold between the two neighboring countries. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The winner of the Miss Portugal pageant is a man. 28-year-old male living as a female won the title this month and will now move on to compete for the Miss Universe crown with other women. In fact, Miss Portugal, though, is not the only man who won a woman's beauty pageant this year. Miss Netherlands is also a male, as is Miss Puerto Rico. The Miss Universe contest was purchased in 2022 by a transgender business mogul from Thailand. SRN News. The bird flu made its first appearance in the U.S. commercial poultry flocks this season.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports that avian influenza, which is deadly to commercial poultry, was confirmed in a flock of 47,000 turkeys in Girald County of South Dakota on October 4th and at a farm with 141,000 birds in Utah's San Pete County last Friday. The outbreaks are the first reported among U.S. commercial flocks since April. Bird flu last year cost U.S. poultry producers nearly 59 million birds. John Scott reporting.
A Texas inmate received a lethal injection Tuesday evening at the state penitentiary in Huntsville. The man was condemned for the October 2000 death of Bertie Lee Cunningham during a carjacking in a Dallas suburb. Earlier Tuesday, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned an order delaying the execution. The inmate was the sixth in Texas and the 20th in the U.S. put to death this year. More details at SRNnews.com.